HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
CBS News brief. While on a Veterans Day visit to the Vietnam Memorial in Columbia, South Carolina, Vice President Harris has been asked about those angry and frustrated about the war in Gaza.
What I hope is that we can engage in conversation and discourse in a way that understands this is not binary, and that appreciates that we are talking about real human beings.
Israel has just said that more than 100,000 Palestinians have headed south in the past 2 days as Israel goes deeper into Gaza. President Biden and China's President Xi will meet at a conference next week in San Francisco. White House correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
We're not anticipating any major breakthroughs in the relationship. This meeting comes about a year after they last met in Indonesia.
The FBI's new headquarters will be in Greenbelt, Maryland, just outside Washington. Governor Wes Moore.
I cannot stress enough how big this is for the state of Maryland.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. A man from Toma is going to federal prison for pretending to be a disabled veteran. A judge sentenced Jonathan Walker to up to 15 months yesterday. Walker never even served in the military, but since he claimed to be a disabled veteran, he won Defense Department contracts for his heating and air conditioning business. That includes a pair of contracts at Fort McCoy worth $2 million. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Dunn County judge will make a decision today regarding the potential of a new trial for a woman convicted of killing her ex-boyfriend. Ezra McCandless was convicted of stabbing and killing her ex-boyfriend Alex Woodworth in 2018. She asked for a new trial in December, claiming the jury never heard the full story, arguing evidence that she suffered from a history of sexual abuse was kept from the jury that convicted her. Judge James Peterson will decide if she will get a new trial or her sentence will stand. An effort to initiate impeachment proceedings against Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf was rebuffed on Thursday. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, Representative Janelle Brantgen of Menominee Falls requested unanimous consent to suspend the rules and introduce a resolution containing 15 articles of impeachment against Wolf, containing accusations that have been debunked. The effort was shut down by Speaker pro tempore Kevin Peterson. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers at home tonight against the number 9th ranked Tennessee Volunteers. It's the first time Wisconsin has ever hosted a top 10 ranked team in the month of November. Basketball head coach Greg Gard.
I think every games, practices, film sessions, everything vets helping younger guys. Our older guys have done a really good job of trying to kind of auto-correcting on the fly, and that'll help us.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 126-124, even though Giannis scored 54 points, just one short of his career high. Chris Middleton after the game.
We had some good possessions. Some shots went down. I think the turnovers kind of bit us in the butt a little bit.
NFL, the Packers play the Steelers Sunday in Pittsburgh. Isaiah McDuffie has been making a name for himself at inside linebacker for Green Bay alongside Devondre Campbell, Kenny Clark.
You know, Isaiah coming in, you know, for the guys, he made no drop off.
That's Packers defensive end, Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be colder today, but it's not going to be as windy. Our high today, 39, mostly cloudy with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 43. We'll get to 53 on Sunday. And it's going to be nice next week. Most of the week, highs will be in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap, UK.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. No, all calls are welcome. Remember, you're not woke. You don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and a lot of it, as always, is being made. We're going to talk about the budget. We're going to talk about the gridlock in the House of Representatives on keeping the government open after November 17. Today is November 10. We're talking 7 days. 7 days. And here is the update. 7 days, you'd think that they would work round the clock, wouldn't you? Well, they aren't. They didn't. Mike Johnson, the new speaker, man of mystery, no bank accounts, no checking accounts, no fingerprints. He's invisible, but he's two heartbeats away from the presidency. He sent everybody home for a nice four-day weekend. Yeah, go home. What the hell? You know, fly out to California, fly to Texas, fly to Alaska. What do we care? Government's going to shut down 7 days. Well, here's what's going on. Behind the scenes, the problem is, and then here's the solution. The problem is that they had votes. They wanted to schedule votes